Hey there, AfterBuzzers. You're watching the AfterBuzz TV After Show for Law & Order Special Victims Unit, Season 18, Episode 7, Next Chapter. Join us tonight as we break down this week's episode and give you our thoughts and predictions. Stay tuned.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Oh, yeah. We have missed jamming to this sweet jam together.
Not gonna lie, I jammed to this. I mean, I watch reruns of this. I just can't. Always playing in my house.
Yeah, I still like, you know, singing around the house. But being in the room together and enjoying it and the dance moves and everything, it's, you know, it feels like it's been like 6 months since we've been here.
Yeah,
it's
been two. Yeah, wow.
But it feels like much, much, much longer. That's right, you guys. We are back with the mid-season premiere of Law & Order SVU, and we are super excited to talk about the episode with you guys tonight. I am Lauren Salon, and you can find me everywhere online at Lauren Salon. I'm joined tonight by Jesse, DJ Jesse J.
Hey, y'all can hit me up everywhere at DJ Jesse J. Hey, yo.
Hey,
so,
hey.
I think she's watching
guys.
This.
Hey, yo. Hey,
she's feeling a little under
Isabel.
The weather, y'all.
I know. It's really unfortunate that she can't be here to bring it back in and ring in the New Year SVU style with us.
Bring it out back to you. Hey, don't stop now.
Okay, lots of moves. Sorry. Okay, no, it's great. Okay, before we get into all the, you know, nitty-gritty goodness of this episode, want to make sure that you guys know, obviously, since you watch SVU, that
how
we...
did you know to pull this up that quickly? That's crazy.
I know, I'm like stunned right now. I don't... Okay, little dance break. Okay. But you guys, oh my gosh, and we've got some lights going on. I love this.
This is going to be the Jesse Gay hour right now. I'm just kidding.
New year, new you, SVU.
You're turning me back into my, like, preteen.
I love this.
I'm getting excited.
Okay, guys, on a serious note here, Law & Order SVU deals with some sensitive topics, as you all know, and sometimes we make jokes about them, and that doesn't mean we take them lightly by any means, but we also talk about some serious stuff. So if you might be sensitive to things, we're just letting you know. This is your little disclaimer. We have also got a hotline for you all for the Rape, Abuse, and Incest National Network. If you or anybody you know is going through something, you know, related to any of the things we discuss or anything, you know, that SVU covers. And that phone number is 1-800-656-HOPE. That's 1-800-656-HOPE. All right, now that you've been warned, we can get into it. Woo! All right, what did you think overall about this episode? Especially as, like, we've had 2 months off and now we're back into it with everybody. What did you feel like?
Okay, so I, like, SVU, it was an interesting little break because it was like, SVU's always on in my house. So, but it was like, finally, a new episode. I was so excited. And the preview looked so good, like, Liv against the car. I was like, oh my gosh, something's going to happen. I felt like it was going to be like... the townhouse episode. Like, I was really excited. And so I'm starting to watch it, and I lost interest in the first probably 20 minutes that I had to actually go back and rewatch it because I was just kind of like,
why?
It seemed very PC, like chopped together. Like, the storyline was kind of forced. There were a lot of storylines in it that just seemed like, are we going to focus on this? Like, the way it started out and then the way it ended also, it kind of was like a full circle about being an officer in the field. Like,
right.
So I didn't know. It kind of also made me feel like, okay, do we have to really get ready for Liv to leave?
Right. Yes.
And if that happens, I had a whole discussion about this. Like, if that happens, I don't know if I can continue to watch the show.
Right. Yeah. Oh, we're getting serious right now.
Sorry.
I know. I'm
I was
like,
so
tell me
serious
how you felt
last
a little
night,
bit
though,
about the episode.
You know,
okay.
You know,
I'm in here.
2 week notice.
Oh, hey,
sorry.
Yell. She says hi. Yell's in the chat. If you guys are in the chat, chat it up. Hey, Jake. We love Law & Order SVU as well. Yeah. Okay. I agree with a lot of what you said. And we'll dive into some of, you know, the plot a lot more here in just a second. I didn't love this episode. Mm. I feel like it was a little weak for a kind of, you know, mid-season premiere, like, comeback episode. It didn't really get me. And it felt very much like Heartfelt Passages, The one with, and no, Yell, I did not remember that off the top of my head. I had to look it up. The one with Brad Garrett from Everybody Loves Raymond.
Oh,
that
yeah.
one where there's the face-off with Dodds and, you know, that, yep. that whole situation. It felt so similar to me.
Yeah, it,
to that
it, it felt like a hybrid
I'm
episode.
Like, I think
it
just
didn't,
saw this.
Yeah, like, it didn't give me, like, we were waiting for the Trump one, right?
Right.
So we're waiting for this big episode to happen. We had some good ones before the break. And then this was just, it left me like, meh. I felt like I watched a rerun. Like, I got the it was the same feeling as watching the reruns. Like, I'll still watch it, and I mm-hmm. loved it. But, like, I wasn't committed.
Right. And I was watching it with my husband, and he knows SVU. He doesn't watch it like me and isn't a fan like I am. But I, at this point, generally, I'm like, okay, in the first 10 minutes, I'm going to try and call everything that's yeah. going to happen. And usually, when you've got an actor who, and why am I blanking on his name? But the bigger actor in the episode that's a guest is most likely the bad guy. That's pretty much how it goes. I'm like, okay, he did it. You know, the cop did it and blah, blah, blah. And we're watching it. And Charlie, my husband, was able to, like, call everything, too.
Really?
So that's where I was like, oh, this one was way too, like, the formula, you know?
And the acting, too. Like, there was the scene where Liv calls, oh, my God. I just blanked. Blondie.
Who?
Oh, my God.
Amanda Rollins?
Yes. Thank you.
It's was been a while.
Sorry. No, there was a scene. It just, I felt like it was shot differently, too. Like, I don't know if I, like, haven't gotten any in a while. So everything just seemed a little over-sexualized with the women a little bit. Like, with Liv and, like, when
oh,
she's
really?
In the school with the kids and she gets on the phones with Rollins and she's, like, pushed up against the wall and she's like, Rollins, we have to get to... It was just, like, so over-dramatic.
I didn't notice that at all.
And I was
maybe...
looking at her with it, and then I was looking at Rollins and Rollins, and just everyone's hair was so on... Everything was so on point fashion-wise. I was just kind of like, what am I watching? And maybe I've just been watching too many old reruns in the 2 months that I'm, like, used to the old wardrobe
yeah.
and hairstyles, and so coming back to this was just kind of like, what is happening right now?
Yeah, someone else in the chat just said... we've got a lot of people in here.
And Rollins can never take Liv's place. Please.
No, not that.
You know what I mean? Like, if anyone important out there is listening, please don't do that.
Yeah.
Don't do
so
that.
So Olivia O says that she feels the episode was strange as well. So let's get into the, like, plot points and then, like, break it down that way a little bit more. So a general consensus that maybe not the strongest yeah. episode to come back with. So we start with a little Tucson moment. So Tucker and Benson, and Tucker's talking about retiring and kind of pressuring Liv to consider it as well. And then even later in the episode, you know, Liv asks Cole, the cop, about retirement. He's like, oh, I should have done it years ago, you know? And then you're like, no, don't tell her that. And Carisi asks yep. her about it at the very end, like, oh, you know, after she blows this guy's brains out, he's like, so, you still thinking about retiring? Not at all anymore. She's like, ha, taste for blood. You know, I was like, damn, Liv.
I know. Well,
yeah.
How's the baby?
So I think, and she seemed resistant to it when she and Tucker were yeah. talking. So.
Well, and then she picked the phone up, too, and was just kind of like, I want to take this call right mm-hmm. now.
Get out of here. I'm getting back to my first love.
Their connection at that dinner was off. Like,
well,
it just kind of seemed final to me.
Yeah, and I don't feel like they in the beginning, before we had confirmed that anything was happening, the tension was good because they're both so serious, but then you'd be like, oh, they're getting some drinks mm-hmm. together. They touched hands. Like, you know, it was exciting.
We're making
stuff.
This into
we're
something.
Like, eye contact, you know? And, but... as it's progressed, like, I don't feel like their chemistry has at all. Like,
yeah.
now that they're actually in a relationship, I'm like,
no, it seems like
even,
it's
like make out.
Yeah. Like, or like it's like a scheduled time for when they do.
Yeah.
Like everything with them
Thursday,
seems so procedural.
9 p.m.
Yeah. Like you will get, you will retire and then we will go on a vacation. And after that, like,
we will have intercourse.
Yes.
Yeah.
After our dinner, steak, peas, and carrots. All right, hon?
Yeah. Okay, so Jasmine in the chat says she feels like they're preparing for Liv to leave. I feel like that was, in the beginning, that's what they were going to set up, like, this whole season for. Like, Liv leaving. But toward the end, obviously, it was just, like, some quick comment? I don't think so. And what you said right in the beginning, or no, you didn't say that, but about not wanting to watch the show if she leaves, like, I don't know if I don't want to either.
Because like, I get that it's a show where you can just, you can kind of plug the characters in because they've done it with other characters. I could, if Ice Cube leaves the show, like, fine. Ice T, sorry. If he leaves the show, fine. You know what I mean? I could live with that. But right. If Liv leaves the show.
We could not live with
I
that.
I cannot live with that because she is the show. She's the reason I watch it literally every single week. She is a big part of it. And it would just not, it wouldn't feel right.
Well, and I was reading something.
End on a high note if you're going to do that.
Exactly. I was reading something, the All Things Law and Order blogspot.com, which they always do an incredible job, you know, keeping up on everything. And they said in their recap of this week's episode that if, you know, if Liv leaves, the show is pretty much done, which makes sense, you know. So not to, I mean, shoot, we're nearly 20 years into this.
I mean, but like, then they could do a Law & Order SVU and it could be a whole new branch, you know what I mean? It could be a younger, whatever they want to do. Like, that's fine. But it has to be a whole new, like, it can't be, you know what I mean, like, Roland just steps up in the place.
No,
like, no, don't fill anything
it.
In. Like, no. We can get guest appearances from the old SVU cast. That'd be cool for the new show. But let's just keep Liv. Hopefully, you know what I mean? Keep bribing her. Give her next some coin. Be like, hey, girl, you know what I mean? Another year. Woo.
Yeah, exactly. And I think she, you know, one of the things that kind of we dealt with, which you mentioned throughout this episode, is like, you know, the crisis about being a cop and how that affects your life and who you are, you know, and kind of your mindset and attitude toward things. And she, you know, and I think she reassures Carisi that it's like, hey, you are still a good, you know, you're still you, and it's not, this doesn't have to taint you or, you know, mess you up and stuff. So I think her having that positive outlook too is a good sign, right? Because she's not like, I need to get out of this life.
I feel like we get another year or two with her. And I think as an actress, I think she knows that this role is important. Whether it's like, this is a show that everyone can kind of be like, oh, Law and Order, it's been on for 20 years. Well, yeah, it's been on for 20 years for a reason. And her role is very important in television and in the world. So I think that she knows that. And I would like at least another 2 years.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay, girl. Hey,
thank you. Thanks. Okay.
Then you can get back to your life. All right.
Okay. Yeah, exactly. All right. So our story, you know, it starts with a bit of like an office setting, which I thought was a little cheesy. Like that happened. There was way too much of that, I think. But we've got this girl, Quinn, who thinks she sees someone at the bar with her coworkers that she recognizes, and come to find she has used to have a stalker sort of deal, and she ends up getting raped in a dark alley. Doesn't know who it is, but assumes immediately that it's her stalker. This guy, what was his name? Ray Wilson. And she befriends this cop named Tom Cole, who was on the case, and he and his wife kind of take her under their wing, and he's like very like, you know, on top of things and stuff. And she said, you know, ever since she came, you know, what, she moved back to town, like she has felt that someone has been watching her and following her and all this stuff, and just assumes, oh, it's Ray, you know? And,
oh, you know, yeah, same stalker, right, no worries.
And we come to learn through, like, you know, everybody getting questioned and stuff, that Ray was at a church group meeting. So
just
it seems
guy.
Like he's reformed a little bit of his past ways, and that he wasn't really that stalkery anyway.
That's what I'm like. I was confused because I'm like, everything that they're saying as a like, because he was the one that confessed it, and so it was just kind of like, seemed like a nice guy. Like, except the due diligence comment, it was just like a little bit like, but he's nerdy, so it's like, okay, awkward word to use in that form, you know, type of conversation. But
or do you're meaning though her coworker now? Doing the due diligence.
Oh, yeah. I'm sorry.
So I'm talking about Ray, the guy from college that she thought raped her.
Jesus boy, yes.
Yeah, whose DNA was on her.
The cigarette.
So the cigarette was in her courtyard. Yeah. So,
just a good guy.
Right. But then we also get I forget what the coworker's name was, but yeah, we've got the coworker that had an argument, and okay, so what's this about? And he had a crush on her, and so yeah, and he was like following her to be like, oh, does she have a boyfriend? Maybe just ask her.
Yeah. Or like stalk her Facebook or like things like don't physically, you know, it's just, I can't.
Yeah. It's weird. I want to tangent, but I'm not going to, related to The Bachelor, but anyway, we're not going to go there, but I really want to because it makes sense with what is happening here. But anyway, okay, so we've got the coworker, turns out to not be him, even though he's kind of a creepo, which is like, okay, if you don't know that she has a boyfriend and he was wanting to invite her like away for the weekend, right? Mm-hmm. That, like, if you don't know enough about her to know if she has a boyfriend, you're not ready to have, like, a trip together.
Pull back.
Yeah.
Whoa there, Tiger.
Maybe dinner first. Yeah.
Lunch.
Maybe just ask her if she has a boyfriend.
Yeah, there you go.
And then, then we can move on there. From that. Yeah.
Because dinner could be awkward easy, if you find crazy. That out. If he shows up.
Okay, so, oh my gosh, there are so many people talking, you guys. I can't keep up. Okay, we've got the cop situation when Finn and Amanda go to visit him. Or, yes, so, actually, we're going to back up. Finn and Amanda, sorry, you guys, go to visit Tom, the cop, and they're talking to him, and they're saying about how Barba, like, is so annoying and all this.
They annoyed me. Like, their acting in this part was like, I would feel like you guys were up to something.
Yeah, it was so cheesy. Yeah,
this Barba guy.
Yeah, this DA, like, oh my gosh, he is so annoying because he's making us do this. We have to question you. Like,
we totally trust you.
Yeah, but, so, and on the one hand, I mean, they're taking the, like, cop-to-cop angle, annoying lawyers, you know how it was, sort of thing. But then again, like, I feel like wouldn't you kind of see through that stuff? Like,
especially with how smart he was, not to jump forward, but with Liv on the phone. And he was like, I know what you're doing right now. Put the person in power. Like, he knew the steps.
Yeah.
So it was just then I went back to that scene knowing that he knew that information. So then to watch it over again, it was kind of like he's really just sitting here getting played by them. Like that.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, and I'm thinking back to his... I mean, I know this actor, and I'm sorry, I need to... What is his name? But from True Blood, where he plays kind of a... Chris Bauer, that's what his name is. So he plays kind of an oafy character on True Blood, a cop, actually. And so it very...
You get typecasted.
Right? It was kind of a similar situation there, and it fit a little bit. But yeah, so they pulled that one on him pretty quickly, and he slips up, of course.
How did the cigarette part get rediscovered again? Who was that Roland's and
like finding the cigarette, or
like putting it together that
he
it was planted
because I, the Tom or sorry Ray the ex not the ex-boyfriend Ray the guy from college, the supposed stalker, he was in his church group.
In New York. So yeah. There's no way.
And there were people that, you know, vouched for him and, you know, he had alibis and all that stuff. And so there was no way he could have.
That's so psycho, though. Like, that really freaked me. That, like, made, like, I really sat with that for a minute. Like, someone, like, the stalker stalked the stalker. Like, that's a lot of planning. That's too much planning. That's like, you need to be locked up because that's psycho. I watch this on the ID network all the time. Like, you're psycho.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, and he slips up so... I thought the cop's slip up, you know, Tom's slip up was so dumb. You know, he's like, oh, about that restaurant where it was just a sous chef. I thought it meant soup chef. Like, and they're like, oh, you've been to the restaurant? He's like, oh, no, I just knew that. Like, come on, you gotta figure
that's
out a so better.
Raven, like, what?
Yeah, you gotta like cover your tracks a little bit better when you're doing this kind of crap, bro. Yeah. Anyway, so then they go to visit Liv and Creasy go to visit Tom's wife, Linda, and I totally thought that there was something fishy related to Linda.
I did too.
So when this started happening, so Linda's like, oh, she wasn't with us for dinner. They ate, and then he went to the wine cellar. Like, he wasn't there the whole time, but he told me to say he was. And with earlier in the episode, when them talking about how close they were to Quinn, when they went and confronted the wife, she looked so shifty that I was like, I wonder if she did something.
Well, what did
shady.
You think, though? Yeah, but like, did you think like, it was like she was in sexually like with them, or like
no? I
in,
thought
like
maybe the Tom and Quinn were having an affair or something, and the wife did something. But then I'm like, no, I'm making it way too complicated.
It's SVU.
Yeah, I'm like, it's not going to have this many layers, you guys.
Onion.
Yeah. Okay. What is? Oh, we've got a lot of. Conversation. Well, Yell is in the chat right now, so she's being our voice in the chat. Yes. Quinn's been kidnapped. They go out to Tom's brother's farmhouse, and I thought that this situation was so much more. I didn't buy into like the stress of the situation.
No, at first I did. The initial like I think I was it was stressed like I just watched this movie called Don't Breathe. And it stressed me out because it was just people doing stupid things and you just are like, "Don't do that." Just don't do that. Why?
You would never do that. I wouldn't be dead.
You know what I mean? Like that kind of thing. And it also was just kind of like live off the top knowing like a minute and 30 seconds. Like it was just, I don't know. I was with it. I was buying it at the very beginning, and then it started getting a little bit out of hand for me. And I don't know if it was the act. There was just something really.
There was
off.
Something kind of yes. I agree with that. And I was like, I don't like this. Isn't that serious? You guys are like really overreacting. I mean, they're not. This poor girl is you know maybe gonna die. But I felt like it was really like. Dramatic, more like melodramatic, and it didn't have to be.
Mm-hmm.
So they get to this house, and they come in, and freaking Carisi, like, are you a rookie, bro? Like, how do you get like, you know, a guy with a gun come up on you like that?
Yeah,
you'd need to do a little better than that.
Again, that was him going in. If you're gonna go inside the house. You're a trained professional. Like, what are we doing? You
watch your back, literally.
Thank you. Like, you just went inside the room, and then you see there's multiple doors.
Yeah.
You're like, oh, I'm just going to go around this way. Yeah. Hey.
He was like, there you are.
Did you hear a gunshot?
I'm like, turn around already. She's concerned and looking behind you. Turn around.
Maybe you should be a lawyer, Carisi, because this ain't working right now. Okay. I thought also, like, the... Have we seen that type of... I was really... I don't know what the word I want to use right now. Like, impressed or gored out at the actual, like, shot.
Yes!
I was just kind of like, whoa, what am I...
When I was watching, I was like, oh, damn! Yeah, I definitely... Sorry.
New level of production,
ears.
Right?
Yes! Like, I don't think we normally get, like, brain blood shots like that.
Yeah.
And I loved that moment because, like, Liv's like, oh no, you're not killing my little baby Carisi. And, like... Bam, right real quick, right in the head. And I was a little, I definitely didn't think Carisi was going to get killed, but
not
it was very
back,
good timing. I like how they did that very, very
also,
much.
From the moment she said, minute and 30 seconds, that they didn't come in a minute and 30 seconds. So I was just kind of like, I don't know. I was just annoyed by this whole episode. Yeah. Like it was work having to watch it.
Right. The brain shot... I appreciated very much, and Liv like being like, I did kind of like her at the end there being like, well, does this make you want to retire? And she's like, not even a bit, just the opposite. I'm like, yeah, Liv, you gotta shoot people's brains out more. Like Liv was like, I'm back, bitches, you know, and I'm here to stay. Sorry, I shouldn't have ended it. Just that I had more in that little role playing situation, but
the Liv is coming.
But yeah, the
me.
Rest of the episode, not so much. A little predictable. A little too much like that one we had last year, and know, just... Yeah.
And to me, it's like, I wouldn't even, like, I don't even feel like this was based off something, or to even try and figure out what it's based off, because I feel like it was just, they were like, oh, we kind of need an episode in between this and this. Well, let's piece some of our greatest hits together.
Exactly. We know what works.
Let's do a mashup for 2016.
Yell said something pretty funny in here. It made me laugh. Come on, Lauren, you know you agree that she wasn't pretty enough for all these stalkers. Not a jerk. I didn't think that at all. But it is kind of ridiculous to have like 25 stalkers, right? I mean, come on.
Yeah. Well, the two guys looked alike, and then the other guy was just psycho.
Yeah. So, yeah, there's a lot of talk going on. Okay. Somebody in here said, is it just me, or is there something simmering between him and Carisi with Barba? I think that's just a fan thing, which, yeah, Yell is confirming. The fans want
sexually
Barisi.
Or like...
Yeah, romantically, sexually.
Really?
Were you not here for the whole Barisi discussion?
Maybe I wasn't. I've never.
My gosh.
What episode
you
did
guys.
We feel like this?
You guys! Okay.
Really?
So, no. There's not really like... It's kind of like
a bromance.
No, it's like a fan creation in a sense. And probably not for no reason. I mean, maybe there's some... He does have the, like work crush, I think, on Barba, because Barba's, like, fancy pants lawyer, and so Carisi is always trying to kind of kiss his butt with his lawyer knowledge and stuff. And so the fans on social media have come up with Barisi. So you guys, search the hashtag Barisi, like Carisi with a B, and there's, like, all these hilarious tweets and stuff about if Carisi and Barba were a thing. There's like drawings of them together. Like people have taken their faces from things and like put it's really funny. So yeah.
Leave Carisi alone.
Yeah. I don't think that Barisi is ever really gonna be a thing.
I would rather Carisi and Rollins.
Yeah, but that still is like
siblings. And then ever since like the Rollins and her sister thing, like I'm just done with her.
Yeah.
Complete.
Mm-hmm.
She
exactly.
can sit at the office.
Wait, someone said this is like Inception. Yell in the chat and yell on the screen. Yell is not on the screen. I'm not Yell.
Or is she?
What the heck is going on here? Okay, so they save the girl, all this stuff. Liv shoots that guy, blah, blah, blah. Great. She doesn't want to retire anymore. Awesome. This kind of gets into predictions, but it's related. So do we have anything else we want to talk about plot wise here?
I'm just ready for next week.
Right? Exactly. So some predictions for like with things that happened in this episode, but then also talking about next week. So I feel like Liv shooting a guy right in the head, like she's going to have to do some like therapy for this. Not like in the sense like she's really shaken up, but when you're involved in a shooting, especially a fatal one like that, as a police officer, you have to, you know, it's required to do the counseling stuff.
We've seen her. We saw her in therapy and then it was gone.
Right. So I bet she's going to go back. So maybe we have talks about, I don't know, retirement and stuff there. But I definitely think
we're liquor situation back because
just fell off.
Painted it real quick just in case we need to pull that card out.
Releasey. That's a funny mashup.
No, it'd be Collins, right?
Collins or Rolisi? Yeah, either one. Mm-hmm. Yeah, either one works, I think. Okay, so let's talk a little bit about next week's episode. So what we got in the little teaser, we've got I don't know if it was like a drug and swinger party or just a big drug party or what's going on, but we've got a young woman, redhead, who I think she's in some like vampire series. Is it Twilight?
Was it Twilight?
I don't know.
Is it the MTV one?
I don't remember, but we will know next week when we focus on it. But we've got this woman, young mom, it seems like, and they host a big party, and we see lots of like flashes of like drug paraphernalia on tables and stuff. And there were like 50.
I loved it when you can talk about it like this.
Drugs and sex and children being babysat. Thank you for that, Steven. And so the kids are like sleeping, you know, while this crazy party's going on, and they are abducted. We don't know how many necessarily. We don't know if it's a drug slash sex party or what exactly is going on, but this one looks exciting.
Yeah, and I think it's something different for us now. You know, I mean, we always get like the crazy party or something, but this is children missing. Now, you know, we've had a lot of rape.
Yes.
And so it's nice now to go totally different, someplace else. And again, now it leaves me... I feel like we're going to enjoy the episode, where this week I was really excited because it seemed like this week was going to be filled with action, just based off the trailer. Mm-hmm. But this seems like, okay, the plot sounds interesting.
Yes,
it sounds, carry me the full 45 minutes.
Right. It sounds a little bit fresher than this week. I do feel like this episode was like... Because we kind of prematurely went to winter break because they had the Trump episode that got pulled. Well, it got pushed and then it got pulled.
Yeah.
And
oh, so that was an extra episode that just week that they were off. Yeah,
I think so. I'm pretty sure that's what happened. So they, you know, kind of were like, well, whatever, all this scheduling baloney. I think they probably just went to break earlier and then that maybe threw off their episode planning, and then they kind of threw this little freebie in there. Yell says, missing kids are boring. Yell, but they maybe die next week.
You're
excited
like that.
About that, right? Yell's really not that mean, but maybe
sometimes.
She is. I don't know. Okay, so you guys, what you're saying in the chat, I want Warren back. Oh, yeah, that would be freaking awesome.
Yale just tweeted me the Barisi.
Yes, thank you. And I agree, Olivia and Yale, if, you know, we figure out if she's still got a drinking problem, if she fixed it, maybe when she goes back to therapy, that will, like you said, not, you know, we'll learn, like, where that is, because maybe he'll ask her, how's the drinking live?
Maybe.
I'm doing some really great impressions tonight.
I'm
I just
really
want everyone to know. Okay, I think that just about does it for the night. But, you guys, we got a little review we want to share with you. As you should all know and have done already, is get your booties into iTunes and leave us a review about the after show and give us 5 stars because... you love us, and 4 stars if you just kind of like us, and write us an awesome review, and if you leave us a review, we will read it on the air, and if you leave emojis in it, I will act them out as well. So we've got a new 5-star review titled Much Love by LuluBuggy369, and this is from November, and it says, I've been listening to this show for a while and decided to share a review. My best friend and I used to watch SVU together every week and chat about it after. She passed away not too long ago. I'm so sorry. And I miss the moments we had laughing about Barisi and chatting about the show. Barisi. Your podcast and cheery banter keep me going and remind me of her in the best way possible. Thank you. Whoa! I didn't read this before just now, and That's big.
Honorable. Like,
that's
wow,
really
thank
big.
You.
Thank you very much, Lulu, if that's your name, LuluBuggy369, for leaving that review. And that, you know, we love doing this. We love the show. We have a lot of fun talking about it together and talking to you guys all in the chat. Like, seriously, we have so many regulars, and it's so fun to catch up with you all this week. So the fact that we, you know, can help kind of make things smoother for you is
fill that
freaking
void
huge.
That's awesome.
Is huge.
It makes us feel good because we come in here and we're here and we're interacting and we, you know, we geek out with it. So then to hear you guys, that's amazing.
Yeah, that is awesome. All right, everybody, I think we are ready to call it an evening and hopefully next week bring some real juicy SVU-ness.
Missing babies.
Yeah. Okay, thank you guys all in the chat. Anne-Marie, Ariadne, Yel, Sadia, SVU, Kelly, Olivia, so many people. Thank you guys for chatting along. Be sure you are subscribed to us on YouTube so you can watch this after show and all of our others and catch us in iTunes. And real quick before we go, thank you. Yeah, little Spice Girls to take us home.
No, this is not the Spice Girls.
Oh, wait.
This is
S Club 7. Oh my gosh. I thought that said Spice Girls. Oh my gosh. S Club 7.
This is hilarious. My ish, you guys. It goes like this.
Oh, look at this. Look at this. Dance moves. If you guys are just listening, Jesse has some great hand dance moves going on. He's rolling in the chair a little. There was a spin move. Yes, I highly suggest you get on YouTube and watch it. All right, with that, where can everyone find you for more of this great entertainment?
Dancing to this song in my bedroom. But you guys can hit me up at DJ Jesse J. I'm totally jamming to this the entire ride home.
I think I might be too. You guys, you can find me everywhere online, especially Instagram at Lauren Salaun. That's LaurenSalaun. Thank you guys so much again, and we'll see you next week.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Dun, dun, dun.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.